What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark, your host. I know I posted a written review of this first film that I want to talk about really quickly. But because I watched another film from the same company immediately after it, I thought, why not talk about the two of them together and do a little discussion about film in general? So the first film in question is called Black Sight, and it stars Michelle Monaghan as a CIA intelligence officer who is widowed after a terrorist attack in some place in a part of the world that's openly hostile. The hotel her husband is in is destroyed by what is believed to be a terrorist operation, and so she volunteers to go to this undisclosed information processing hub kind of place, where not only do they crunch raw intelligence and signals intelligence and all those other stuff, but they get prisoners in and they interrogate them in the middle of nowhere. And it's a black site because it's off the books. Nobody knows about it. And it's a joint venture from five countries by five countries. And even though Israel is not one of those countries, they have a presence and they kind of administer the site. That relationship is weird. So there's five nations and Israel. Which, if I was running an intelligence operation, I would want the Israelis there, but that's just me. So, Michelle Monaghan's character, Abby Trent, is there, and she is trying to track down a terrorist whose codename is Hatchet, who is believed to be responsible for the attack that wound up killing her husband. And she's 2 weeks away from rotating out and going home, and she's been crunching all this data and interrogating a person who they believe knows who Hatchet is, because there's no photos. Nobody seems to be, they can't identify him. And she gets information. She keeps sending reports back, and she comes up with a theory that the terrorist strike may have been a missile attack. And lo and behold, Special Operations captures Hatchet. They get one piece of intelligence. They figure out where he's supposed to be. They show up. He's killed a bunch of people, but they capture him. And he goes without a fight. And they take him to the black site. Once there, she wants to interrogate him because, of course, she does. And the special ops guys are like, we get 45 minutes alone with no surveillance, no recordings, nothing. She doesn't like that. But it's not her call. And we are made to understand that he is not going to survive that 45 minutes. Now, this would not be a movie if they actually didn't allow him to survive that 45 minutes. He escapes. He kills some of the special forces, special ops guys. He gets out. And so this black site, which is built into a mountain in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, goes on lockdown. So they can't get in, they can't get out. He disables their communications. So in 1 hour, if they cannot reestablish communication with the outside, it will be assumed that they've been compromised and the entire site will be destroyed by a drone strike, because there's a massive data farm with all the intelligence, and they need to destroy that and any evidence that there was anything going on there. So now they're in a cat and mouse game for an hour with Hatchet, played by Jason Clark, who's a really, he was an odd, I wouldn't have called it first, but he's an interesting choice as the villain, and he's oddly effective. But so he's going through. Jai Courtney is in this. You might know him better as Captain Boomerang from the Suicide Squad films. Yeah, it's nice to see him not as Captain Boomerang. Let's just put it that way. So Michelle Monaghan is playing cat and mouse with Hatchet. And as the movie goes along, we learn some things about how governments work and how intelligence agencies work. and who Hatchet really is and what he's doing and who he's working for. And that's the strength of this movie, is when they start deep diving into all of the political machinations that are going on in the background. It's an okay action film. There's some CGI compositing, because obviously this was not shot in the desert in the middle of nowhere. You get near the end, there's some just really takes you out of the movie compositing issues that are not that great. But it is what it is. So it's okay. Black Sight is okay. Now, the reason I'm talking about this film and the movie I'm about to talk about is they're both from Vertical, they're both being done by Redbox. Big Redbox DVDs at your local grocery store. And Vertical Entertainment did both of them. Now, this was the first Redbox film that I've done. And I was like, well, Redbox is paying for films to be made, just like Netflix, just like Amazon, just like Hulu. They're all paying to have content. So it's like, well, this isn't the worst thing they could have spent on. I mean, action movies, a lot of things blow up. There's a lot of shoot 'em up, but yeah, it's kind of generic. But I enjoyed it more for, like I said, the political stuff in the background. So it's fine. It's an okay action movie. Then I got another one from Redbox and Vertical Entertainment, and it is called Vendetta. And the reason I'm talking about Vendetta is because it features Bruce Willis. Now, in light of everything that has gone on recently with Bruce Willis retiring and the revelation of his aphasia and everything else, and the stories that have come out about some of his later films, I thought I should talk about this because I like Bruce Willis a lot. He's made some great films and I love them. And I wanted to see one of these films from this period that we're talking about. So this one is called Vendetta, again. And it was written and directed by Jared Cohn. And it stars Bruce Willis, features Thomas Jane, who's great, Clive Standen, and Theo Rossi, if you're a Theo Rossi fan. So that's always cool. And it is about a guy who his daughter is killed by Bruce Willis's son and Theo Rossi's brother as part of a gang initiation, because Bruce Willis is a crime boss. I know he's playing a bad guy, right? And so Clive Standen, as the father, as a former Marine, PTSD and some things going on, they catch the guy. He's not going to go to jail for murder. They're going to get him on some other stuff because there's no actual witnesses, even though she was shot outside the taco restaurant where he was picking, the Mexican restaurant where he was picking up tacos for dinner. No one actually saw him shoot, and Theo Rossi ran off with the gun and drove away with the rest of the gang. Crazy. So then it becomes this weird, I know it's going to be funny. It's this Punisher-esque setup, which is ironic because one of the people in this film, Thomas Jane, played the Punisher. He plays this kind of whacked out scuzz bucket, steals cars and sells them to Mike Tyson, who runs a stolen car ring, and he ships these fancy cars overseas for money. But he'll sell guns, he'll do drugs, whatever. So Thomas Jane is in this, and he winds up dealing with Clive Standen's character after things happen. Now, Bruce Willis is in this. He solid supporting role in terms of time and position in the film. He shot 99% of his scenes in his office at this strip club where he works out of, and he shot one scene in Clive Standen's house when they kill his wife after an event. They've already killed his daughter. They kill his wife and they go to kill him, and they fail and he survives. Again, it's a lot of Punisher parallels here. So that's it. Now, it is clear from watching this that Bruce Willis is compromised. His delivery is, you know, click the adjective, halting, wooden, distracted, confused, all of it. And if you remember how quick he was back in the day, you know, as John McClane, how quick his repartee was, you know, how good his timing was, it is sad. Had Bruce Willis not been compromised by his condition and decided to play this character the way that really he's playing it now, but with competence, because it's almost Godfather-esque. There's no emotion. He's just a very cut and dried mob boss, which is fine, except that is even hamstrung by Bruce's condition. So this movie has issues. All of the action, the story is, again, it's the Punisher. The action sequences are overlong and drawn out and poorly choreographed. Most of the dialogue is pretty terrible. At the end, Clive Standen's character, after everything goes down and the cops show up, they actually have the nerve to put in the script, "Welcome to the party, guys." Which, of course, right out of Die Hard, "Welcome to the party, pal." Bruce Willis is not the reason this movie is not that good. It's just not. There's a lot of things wrong with Vendetta. It's not that good, and it is not Bruce Willis's fault. It's not Thomas. I actually like Thomas Jane's character, and I love the way he plays him, ironically. The movie's just not that good. Theo Rossi is playing a Theo Rossi type. But he's not given a ton to work with. And a lot of his scenes are with Bruce and trying to have a father-son conversation with him about business. And I think that hamstrings his performance as well. But I don't know necessarily that there's a lot there to work with regardless. So I hate to tell you not to watch it, because... I mean, I want to tell you not to watch it because I don't want you necessarily to see Bruce Willis not as you know him. But if you watch it, you think about what he could have done with this role, even in a movie like this. If you are going to watch it for Thomas Jane. Because when he shows up in the film, it doesn't seem to make any sense, because his first scene is with Mike Tyson, which is just weird to say, but it is. But I like his character. He's probably my favorite character in the film, which is saying something, because he's not the hero and he's not the villain. I just like his character a lot. So this one is a tough recommend to tell you to watch it or not watch it, because of everything else that's going on with it in terms of Bruce Willis. So if you want to watch it, that is fine. It is actually out now, or excuse me, it actually releases on the 17th of May, so it'll probably be on demand and streaming, and you'll be able to find it somewhere. Like I said, don't go into it expecting Die Hard, because you're not going to get it. It's not even to the quality of Thomas Jane's Punisher, which actually I don't have a ton of problems with, but again, I do like Thomas Jane's performance in this. It's just weird. I watched Black Sight, both from Redbox. Black Sight is the better film, and it's just okay. So we'll see what else Redbox has on tap coming for us, and hopefully they get a little better. I like that they're in the game. I like that people are producing content. I just want them to be a little more discriminating and make sure we get the best product we can. Yeah, there you go. So Black Sight, with Michelle Monaghan, Vendetta, Bruce Willis, Thomas Jane, Theo Rossi. both from Redbox and Vertical Entertainment. Check them out if you would like. Like I said, just keep your expectations realistic. So, Ryan will be back. We've got some big movies coming out. Top Gun Maverick is oh so close. So stay tuned for that one. It will be out shortly.